Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, the New School Way. A lot of Husky news going on, man. Got to commit.
Heck yeah. Been a run of them the last week or so.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, sometimes in this instant gratification, instant success of, you know, I guess the way people think, they think you need to have kids in on visits and then they got to commit as soon as they touch down. Now, I think that, you know, I think Lincoln, I experienced it. I didn't know anything about Lincoln, you know, back in the day and anything about Nebraska in general, just in period. And I was obviously impressed enough to, you know, as if you were able to listen last week to my dad, you know, some warmer climates and you know, blue blood schools to come to Lincoln. Now, with everything that they've gone on, obviously Lincoln has grown immensely and they have a lot of more amenities, as every other school does. But I think Lincoln has really done a good job of kind of catching up and then obviously, you know, trying to, you know, be ahead of the curve. You know, and so that's where it leads to where when you have big recruiting events, they had the 7-on-7 event and had, it seems like a ton of official visits, unofficial visits, and probably had some official visitors that they kept under wraps, you know, trying to, you know, make some headway with them. But you're able to get Danny Odom, a 4-star defensive back corner. You know, I think right now, you know, it doesn't really matter where he comes in as, where, you know, he fits in when he gets here because of the flexibility of Butler's defense and how they play. Mm-hmm. You know, highly rated 4-star recruit. So that's a good get, man. I think anytime you can get a guy that of that ranking, and especially after you lost CJ, the highest rated recruit essentially a week before, you know, it's rinse and repeat. You know, my view on recruiting now is that it's no different than, you know, when I, you know, used to coach, you know, basketball, or, you know, like a ton of teams, you know, like different age levels. And as, here's the funny thing about it, you know, as my teams started to get better and we started to be knocking off some of them dudes, well, then other teams come calling, and guys would, I mean, to tell you, I can only imagine coaching kids now, like at college, where people are text messaging them, DM them, whatever, and say, hey, we'll give you $10,000 more dollars to come here. And kids are like, bump Jay and Austin. You know, they took a chance on me, but I'm out. Thanks, coach.
Well, so the Wisconsin-Miami thing.
Right. And that's pettiness, because I think, matter of fact, I won't say I know. I think under good information, I think Wisconsin gave him a little bit of a steak fee or cash. He said, thank you very much. Christmas is great, mom and dad. And then here comes Miami, you know, rolling up there. I say, listen, man, look at these palm trees, man. Don't you just want to be at home? Probably got on the computer, Googled Madison, Wisconsin. -4, -40 with wind chill.
Yeah, Miami, 84, 4-mile
hour
breeze.
And then they were rolling in too. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and stay here because they ain't make a bowl game. So you right there where, you know, Miami was doing it. You know, these kids, I think you just got to coach the kids that are here. You got to sell your program the best you can. Not the best you can, just sell your program. And be, you know, I'm assuming if I was a coach, I'd just be honest with them. This is where I see you, and this is what I can do for you. My track record's good. I think you'd be great here. I wouldn't be talking to you if I didn't want you.
Right.
I'd like you to come here. If you come here, it's going to be the best decision in your life. And then if they're here, I'm going to make good on that. Mm-hmm. And you got to coach them up. You got to hold them accountable while they're here. And then you got to re-recruit them probably. I just think you got to re-recruit them twice. That's each signing period. You got to re-recruit these dudes like every 2 weeks.
Gosh, 104 different.
Yeah, actually, for what's 52 divided by 4?
13.
13. Well, 12 times. Not doing odd numbers. You got to recruit 12 times. Some more than that. Some,
so we're talking at like 4.3.
I think it's average. 12 times, you're going to have to make sure that they're there. So it's once a month.
Times 105.
And once a month. Some guys, it might be 30. And then some guys, it might be
annually.
You know, then it might be like two or three. So it averages out like once a month. Like you got to meet, somebody's got to talk to them and say, hey, man, you good? Everything's straight. And that's where kids, I think, sometimes get, when I ask you, are you good? Just like, give me more.
Yeah.
And that's where you got to, you know, I'm sure that they, you know, got to address that. But anyways, I think, you know, getting this young man is a, you know, good step in the right direction. And obviously, you know, it was probably a little bit slow start to 26, but it's going to uptick. And I think the best recruiting tool, just like your best NIL, is winning.
Mm-hmm. Always has been, always will be.
Yeah. And, you know, and I mean, and so, you know, Nebraska's looking forward to do that, but I think the ability to recover, and I think you get a sense of guys. Like, I can only talk about when I coach. I knew when guys were thinking about leaving. All of a sudden, the parents be looking at you crazy. They don't, you know, they don't respond to the emails at the end of the summer. They get awful busy, you know. And I kept a small roster, so everybody played. But, you know, like, you know, I had guys that just wanted to shoot. It was like, that's more to basketball than shooting. Or whatever. Or kind of wanted to just do their own thing, you know. And then they some left and some came back. And that's what happens sometimes. But I think these guys have a good enough pulse, ideally, and hopefully that, you know, you kind of know when a guy's going to decommit, and you know what, you don't turn your nose up at him and shun him. You say, okay, you know, good luck, but you know, you had him committed at some point. So if it doesn't work out to wherever he ends up going, mm-hmm. and he's gotten better and there is a spot for him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because don't think that, you know, these guys that are coming in afterwards or in any position are already on the roster, mm-hmm. won't get better. Well, then you might not be as appealing. I'm sorry. And so, and that's the chance that you take as a player and then also as a coach.
In the last just 2 weeks for Nebraska, if you go back to the 10th, so when they get Rex Waterman, right, tackle out of Chandler, then also today they pick up Jamal Rule, 3-star running back. Out of Charlotte.
What is high school he at?
Charlotte Christian.
I got to ask my boy about it.
Okay, 3-star, according on 3. Hayden Ainsworth, another offensive lineman, interior guy, out of Mississippi.
Yep, he ain't from Meridian, though.
He is not.
He's from Biloxi.
Biloxi.
Yeah, he got like a lot of shrimp and gumbo down there. A
few days ago, Luke Sorensen, tight end.
Yeah, from California.
And now today, again, Danny Odom. It's been a really good 2 weeks for Nebraska football and recruiting.
Yeah, you got to get in where you fit in. And then also, I think with the change of, you know, being able to send potential contracts, the guys have to make decisions. You're not going to be able to slow play people if you're not in the position to slow play people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to have to make decisions. And at this point, you've talked to all the coaches probably a million times. You've probably been on 2 or 3 unofficial visits to multiple places mm-hmm. over the last couple of years. You know whether you should know where you want to go. What do they got to tell you? What kind of love they got to show you?
That they haven't already.
And also, you want to make sure that you're making the best decision kind of in lock and step with the, you know, whatever school you're going to and coaches.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Because you don't want to go play for a coach that's kind of like, oh, yeah, you're all right. Or if it, you know, say assistant coach goes somewhere else in the present, you know, the previous school that he was at is recruiting you. Mm-hmm. It is a start over process, but not fully.
Yeah.
The same structure is there. The same fan base is there. I'm assuming the same head coach is there. Mm-hmm. Maybe the coordinator's there and the assistant coach is there. You just got to jive with the head position coach if that's the case.
And Danny Odom gave a lot of credit to Addison Williams, new defensive backs coach, for being the biggest reason that he chose Nebraska. So that's a guy that was just hired, what, this offseason?
Yeah.
You know, a few months ago, already paying dividends. That's huge. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be able to close deals, and I know that the relationships with coaches that end up moving on is a big deal. But then also that doesn't mean that you can't create a relationship with a new coach.
Right.
And
do you think guys give new position coaches enough of a chance to build a relationship with them? Or if their old position coach leaves, you think they're happy to get in the portal?
Now the question, I mean, I can answer better. Do you think you are on the roster presently or guys that are getting recruited?
Let's start with on the roster. New position coach comes in. Do you think players give the new coach a chance?
I think I'd like to think they do, but also I think it's just how the new position coach comes in. Mm-hmm. I think the best attitude or outlook to look at it is like, these are my guys. I took this job because I can coach these guys.
Mm-hmm. The Matt Rhule approach, right? You know, it's not like previous staff's guys. It's you're on the team. You're right, one of
like
my
Urban
guys.
Meyer said when he went to Ohio State, and he was like, mm-hmm. Hey, you know, these are, you're here. And the reason why I think that's important is because I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for anybody else. If I was going to take a defensive coordinator, linebacker job, or D-line, whatever coaching job, right? You know, I would take the job on the fact that I got to coach everybody on that roster that's there.
Yeah.
And everybody that's already committed at mm-hmm. whatever position group or mm-hmm. whatever, like if I was a coordinator, these are my guys. Now, I know you might have some that might leave just because of a new person, mm-hmm. but I also think I can retain some of those guys if I'm giving you a chance.
Right.
And it's no different than when, you know, Coach Dana came in. He's like, oh man, there's some guys that you know, different eyes and different expectations. That's the emergence of Emmitt Johnson.
Right.
Dante Dowdell is now a Kentucky Wildcat. Mm-hmm. So different styles of different coaches. Or Mekhi Bear. He essentially, you know, was on the outs with the previous staff. You come in here with Tony White and the whole thing, and the coach just says, it doesn't matter what you did before, you do it now, you're going to play. And he comes down against Minnesota, makes a couple plays on special teams. Next thing you know, somebody gets dinged up, leads the team in tackles against Colorado, rest mm-hmm. is history, and now he's at North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can find diamonds in the rough. I always feel like that. I always say this about the NFL. Like when you go, you know, I know Kevin Stefanski's there, but when you go to take over a team that, you know, you gets hired, generally when you get a new head coach, the team's been losing.
Right.
Very rarely do you, you know, a coach retire, you know, like Bill Cowher retired, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, right? You can't tell me everybody on that roster, on an NFL roster, is garbage. That you got to just say, you know what, nobody's good. It's humanly it's impossible.
Not how it works.
These are the greatest athletes of all time, the top 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 0.5%. Right. And the 1% of that in the world playing this game. So, and then also like in the, you know, the structure of it, not everybody's a bad employee. Now, I know you want your people, you want your players, but also I think you can accumulate more players and you can accumulate more people or more like administration or whatever right. by coming in and seeing if there's a partnership. And it doesn't have to be perfect.
No, it doesn't have to be. It won't be.
But I'm saying when you come, it doesn't have to be perfect. So I think like when you think of this, you know, being able to re-recruit players, go and sign players, having new coaches, Addison Williams coming in and doing his thing. Not a lot of turnover in the defensive back room, obviously with the 105 and kids being able to be grandfathered in. We'll see what happens once you get closer to the season and where that break is. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, the best thing you could do as a coach, and I've always said this, is be as honest as you can in or around coach speak, because football players are like wolves. They sense BS a mile away. There's not one football player, and I've been around some really good, really, Hall of Fame players play with them. Not one player gravitates to BS. And I don't know, no athlete does, because you, it's hard enough to go out there and play. Last thing I do is you get yank my chain and be like, go out there. You tell me to go right and you're supposed to go left.
Well, if you see one set of actions happening behind closed doors at practice, or, you know, substitution patterns working one way in games, and then coach goes in front of the media and says something different, you're supposed to believe your eyes or your ears. You're going to believe your eyes more often than not.
Yeah, there's an old saying. I can't hear what you're saying because your actions speak so loud. Show me something. Now there is I do think athletes have a little bit more of, or some have a little bit more reality of, I understand decisions or situations based on the climate, just the way the world is. You know, there's some really good players in the NFL coming out of training camp that'll get cut just based on, they invested in a guy that hasn't came, that hasn't matured yet, but they're locked in a contract with him. But then, you know what? That player usually ends up working out somewhere else. It's a tricky line, because you want to make sure that you are honest as you can, but then also you want to make, there's a difference between motivating and all that stuff. You know, the best coaches that I've ever been around kept it real. And sometimes they kept it way too real. And you know what? You got to be willing to take it. You can't ask for it. And then when they give you the 1,000% real, it's natural you're going to be,
dang, coach, I didn't want it like that.
No, you're going to be taking back some, you know. But then also you got to say, okay, at least I know where it's at. Now I got to go prove you wrong. I'll never forget. I'll say this real quick. You know, when, you know, I was in my fourth year in Buffalo and Greg Williams was in and Miles Aldridge was a coach that came in, and I was established starter, but I was the youngest one, you know?
Yeah.
So I was kind of more like, I did my thing and, you know, I always kind of, you know, I was a late fifth round pick, you know? So I always kind of was fighting that up. I hadn't got a second contract. I'm fighting for it. Man, he came up to me. We about to play Pittsburgh. He said, listen, he looked at me. I'll never forget, man. He looked like Nick Nolte. I used to mess with him. And I used to, when he used to get stressed out, I used to see him outside the back in the facility smoking heaters. So I was like, man, you got them Virginia Slims or what you got? He's like, I got Newports. Right. So I was like, yeah, you've been around some brothers. Right. So I was cool. So he came up to me as we're going into the locker room. You better play good tonight, or so I'm going to try to get rid of you. Or like, you know, they might make a move. I was like, say less. Now, I can tell you what, my sphincter muscle was tight as I ran all in there. Like, all right, now I got to get out. Now, I'd worked hard. I'd been a productive player, and I didn't want to. And so it all worked itself out.
You didn't say you were a good teammate, so.
A good teammate. A good teammate. But I mean, those are. But listen, I had challenged him at one point after a game, preseason game. Like, look, dog, you got to keep it real. Like, what's the deal? There it is. And it works itself out. The way it's got to be. Anyways, we'll take a quick break. Come back, put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.